right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle
Children.
Wow.
Oh, Jesse.
Chris.
She's fucking tired today.
I know. I get it. It's a rainy morning, which I don't know about you, but whenever it's raining and it's morning, I'm like, the fact that no one is cuddling me is illegal.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't even think about that anymore. Like, at this point, it's like what people think of. Thank you. My roommate just brought me a coffee.
Must be nice.
What a beautiful thing. Yeah. You live in a one bedroom by yourself, so eat shit.
Okay.
What was I just saying?
I don't know. I think it was
something about how
I
have an inability to be close to human beings.
Right. Right. Well, we have a crazy night that happened last night.
Yeah, we sure do.
We had a crazy little night. So Chris and I were doing a friend's show in Hastings, New York.
Yes.
Okay. I forgot where we were. And we decided we were going to do a live Hallmark movie. We were going to tell a live Hallmark movie.
You guys are know familiar. The deal.
But then, sure as shit, there was
we have to preface this by 3 days ago, I tweeted a tweet.
You did tweet.
That was making fun of Hallmark movies. But yeah. with a loving kiss.
I think with love, a kiss. Yeah, it's all.
If offensive to anyone, it would be the writers.
Exactly, and that's it.
So I did do that. That's important to say and remember.
It is important to say because then the guy who's in the poster, his wife is a performer, is a singer, and actually a very talented singer, and she did make me weep, but. He was
Jesse
there.
Jesse was absolutely crying.
I was absolutely crying. And he was recording her, which I thought was so cute. I was like, okay, they're a literal live Hallmark. And so the intro, anyhow, long story short, first of all, they loved our Hallmark movie.
Oh, they did.
It was essentially for them. I did. I looked the whole time. Couldn't help myself. I was actually blocked by the speaker to look the other direction. So,
He was just so nice.
He was to die for.
And you know what I realized after? He also was in a bunch of episodes of Grace and Frankie.
Oh yeah, he's been in a lot. I was in the train
and I was like, wait, is he the gay guy in Grace and Frankie? And he was. Yeah, he's. Remember the episodes where he like is naked with the two guys and he's like Saul's friend and then Robert's like he wants to have sex with you and he's like no he doesn't, he's just a free spirit. That's him.
Oh my god.
Right.
So first of all, yeah, he was like, you know, I think they say don't meet your heroes, but you can meet people that are kind of sort of almost people you look up to in a hero, like just like fun way, like a Hallmark way. Like you can meet your Hallmark stars. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because I wouldn't really refer to them as
but you can meet your Hallmark stars, you know, because that he really delivered for me.
Yeah, he was so sweet. So nice. His wife was so nice.
He was a sweetie. It was great.
It was great. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But anyway, I wish he was married to me.
I wish he was married to me as well. But you know what? I gotta say, and I really do mean this, I love a solid couple. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Like, they got married in 2005.
Yeah.
I went through their Instagrams.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
So they've been together for some time. Ugh. They do a lot of gardening together. They have multiple greenhouses.
He pickles. I don't know if you saw. He pickles.
And he makes his own He builds the greenhouses.
Yeah, this man, they really are a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, he really is living his role.
He's living his role. Like last night, it wasn't about him. It was about her. I mean, it did become about him and that we did that. But if it hadn't been for us, it wouldn't have been about him. It would have been about her. And he, again, was on his knees, okay, to get the shot to video her.
Yeah, I wish I was and on that- mine.
I just want my husband to also be in an uncomfortable position the whole time we tell a Hallmark. And then I'll be like, Ben, my head's cut off in this. And he's like, that's when I couldn't feel my ankle. And I'm like, okay, well, Ben, now we can't.
I didn't ask for your fucking excuses.
I asked for the footage. God bless us all. But yeah, so it was really, really fun. We had a good time. And honestly, it made me, I'm going to figure out where we can do live Hallmarks because it was so fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Sometimes it's nice to have fun. You know what I mean?
I've heard that.
I've heard it said.
Yeah, this rain is a bummer. I went to Rumble this morning. Let me tell you what I did. I fell asleep at like 2:40 probably. I could not sleep. I was just like, and then I stopped trying to toss and turn and did a word search. It was a nightmare. And so I slept
in your
for like
head?
Four
what do you mean
hours.
A word search?
Like I did like a word search, like puzzle.
Oh, with your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the blue light is bad if you're trying to fall asleep.
Well, when you lay there for 3 hours just thinking about everything that's bad in the world, eventually you're gonna have to do something else.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
How I did end up doing a word search. But I will say that your voice does ring in my ear every single time I do it, saying the blue light, because you've said this a lot of times.
I have. Oh, I love to hear that.
But I think the anxiety actually is worse than the blue light.
Okay.
But who knows? So anyway, I woke up at 7:15, went to fucking Rumble.
Oh, my God.
I have 5 meetings today. I'm just, you know what? It's...
What?
I'm gonna live. I will live.
You are gonna live. You're doing it. You went to Rumble. I'm gonna try to move my body at some point today. It's hard when it's raining. For some reason, when it's raining, I become the most romantic widower. Like, I want love to come to me. I like want to look outside the window. Winnie and I are just like, let's count the water droplets, like 1, 2, like it's cozy. I'm in fuzzy socks. I was under the covers just being like
oh yeah, that sounds
yeah, it's really like a gorgeous, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend I'm getting my booster. Hello. And with that comes the thought that I might be really wiped out from it.
Yeah, I've heard.
So I accept that and I say, guess what? I hate to brag. This will feel like a brag, and that's not what I meant for this to be. But I have been sleeping a lot recently. I am exhausted almost all of the time. And so I'm just leaning in. Like, I'm just full on leaning.
I wonder if there's something with the moon tides or something.
You know, I think about the moon all of the time. I was talking about the moon like 2 weeks ago because I was like, something's up with the moon. And I don't know if the moon, I've also been doing a lot of emotional healing work. And I think that that really exhausts me.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's going to wipe you out.
I feel wiped out and I'm not even doing emotional healing.
Yeah.
I'm just doing emotions.
So there is.
Just kidding.
That.
I don't have those either. Yeah, I feel a little depleted, I guess, today.
Well, you know what? You got to put in your schedule a day where you're going to do nothing.
I didn't do anything this weekend because I was sick. I think.
Oh, but that's your body yelling at you. Like, I said to sleep.
Yeah. I think, and I like, just, I think it's just because I didn't sleep that well last night. And then I like pulled a muscle in my back and rumbled today. I'm just like hurting.
Oh no. Yeah. It sounds like you just need to like.
And then I was like, oh my God. And it was the last round. So then I was like, I can't stop.
You pulled something in your back?
I think I was doing, you know, the like jumping jacks, but you have to hold weights in front of you and like go up as you jump. It was those. And I like went up and I could feel my back like,
oh no,
something happened. And it's, yeah.
Okay. So maybe take a few days off Rumble.
Yeah, we'll see. I want to try to, well, I want it. That was class 54.
Oh my, Chris, listen, I don't know if Rumble gives awards, and if they don't, I'm giving you an award. That is incredible.
Thank you.
54 classes, Chris.
Thank
That's
you.
That's incredible.
I'm trying to get to 75 by the end of the year.
By the end of the year. Oh my God. I kind of feel like I will challenge myself to go to one with you. Okay. That's going to be me. But I really am impressed with how much you are rumbling.
Thank you.
And how you're able to do anything after. I did a Rumble class and then I was like, well, that's it for me for the day. Thank you guys. Goodbye. Like I literally was like, good night. I was so tired.
That's why I have to go in the morning, because then I like have to do things. I don't have a choice.
See, that's interesting. I was thinking about changing it and going at night so that afterwards I could be like, and then you really can just go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it was raining, honestly, when I woke up.
Wow.
That might have changed things. Well, see, the benefit of having only the alley as your windows is I don't ever know if it's sunny or sometimes I can tell that it's rain if I squint.
But, squint. What a life.
Yeah. So any hoozle, what else is going on?
I'm actually going to Hudson, New York next week.
That's my favorite place. I'm serious.
It'd be great.
I love
Hudson. There's a ton of thrifting. Sarah and I are going for her birthday.
I told you the time that I went to Hudson and I forgot a suit jacket and I was there for a wedding.
No.
I was there for my friend's cousin's wedding, who's a listener. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
But it was her wedding in Hudson and my friend, who's my roommate, was in the wedding who I was going with. And so I was like, oh my God, I forgot my jacket, like my suit jacket.
Oh my God.
I was like, fuck, okay, I'll go to, and there's only like a Walmart and a Kohl's. So I take an Uber to Walmart. They don't sell suit jackets, as it turns out. And so then I had to like walk across the massive parking lot to Kohl's, and they did have a suit jacket that fit like a glove. But then when I came out, I tried to call an Uber, and it was like 45 minutes was the closest Uber.
Oh,
and I
my
was like,
God.
Oh, my God. So I'm like standing there like, fuck, I guess I'll wait here. And then this girl going to her car, like, looked at me and she's like, oh, my God, are you Fat Carrie Bradshaw? What are you doing here? And I was like standing in a parking lot waiting for an Uber. And she's like, do you need a ride?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, honestly?
Honestly? Yes.
Yeah, I do. And we got in the car. I immediately put a picture of us on Instagram in case I went missing.
Smart.
To be like, very how crazy. Smart. This is her.
Yeah. This is her. This
and I,
is
like,
her.
Texted my friend like a picture of her just in case. But I was like, smart. Unless she's like really good at opportunity, she didn't know I was going to be
strong.
Here.
Strong. Yeah.
And then she's telling me, she was so sweet. And she was like telling me how her boyfriend just bought her a puppy, and her son was like obsessed with the puppy, and she like showed me a picture. The puppy was so cute. And she was like, yeah, he owns a tree nursery in town. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. And she was like, yeah, it's weird. I guess it's weird because my ex-husband owns the other tree nursery in town.
Okay, she went for the competition.
Good
for her.
I was like, you have had long-term relationships with two Christmas tree nursery owners? And she was like, oh my God, I guess I have. And I was like, you are the star of the Hallmark
You're the star of the Hallmark, honey. What do you think about, I will say, when somebody, I hear someone gave someone a puppy.
Well, she wanted it.
Yeah, no, I know. But I think picking a puppy is so personal.
I guess, but I think that like the dog my parents have now, I met and gave to them.
Like, okay, so maybe I paid it can for be a her. Present.
But like we also had, and I know how my parents,
yeah,
what kind of are. And she was just, is like the sweetest and like calm. And that's what I'm looking for in a dog.
That's
you know?
What I'm looking for. Yeah, calm energy, a calm, kind, sweet energy.
And there was six yellow labs, and she was the only black lab. And we
hell yeah
had black labs growing. Like I had a black
yeah,
lab.
Yeah, me too.
Growing up.
They are the best. We had Jake. He was a black lab.
We had Jet.
I love that.
Oh, who was a black lab?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And now Lila is 12, and I got her when I was a junior in college.
Time really flies.
Time flies.
When you keep track of it. You know what I mean?
When you have a calendar, that's what they say.
That is what they say. Chris?
Yes.
Can I say something?
No.
Okay. I feel like we should do a Hallmark.
I was hoping that's what you were going to say.
I really am going to say it because last night was so fun and we got to do it.
Can you start?
Okay, guys, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
I had to start last night.
And it isn't tit for tat. I'll tell you that.
It's not. I'll agree.
You know what I mean? It's really not. Picture this. A high-powered, fast-talking, stiletto-wearing writer.
A high-powered, fast-talking, stiletto-wearing writer.
Writer. And actually, she's kind of the editor of a newspaper.
Wow.
Okay. It jumped a little.
Editor in chief or just editor?
Editor in chief. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, wow.
And what's really, really fun is it's an online paper and it's all about, it's called On Love. So it's online love.
Wow. For those, how original.
Yeah, and it's very original. So the paper is all about like different columnists talking about either a different attachment styles. Okay. There are people writing about that. There are people writing about where to meet people in real life, which online dating apps, a lot of reviews. And it's just all about love. Okay. And we're seeing the hustle bustle of this, you know, online media conglomerate, if you will. And there's hustle, there's bustle, there's phones ringing. And we hear, thank you for calling On Love. I'm Patrick. Can you hold for a sec? And then we see what
so
looks
I answer
like.
The phones.
Exactly, you answer
the phone.
So
you're editor in chief and I'm reception? Sounds right.
Well, so you answer the phone. You say, hold on a sec. And I say, Patrick, why are you answering the phones? And you go, I don't know. Someone has to. I don't know where Rose is. And we cut to Rose.
Fucking Rose is probably eating melon balls. She's always eating all the fruit salad in the fucking fridge.
Okay, but the fruit salad is to be eaten. And also then Rose
comes
back.
Not all by Rose.
Well, not all by Rose, but Rose comes back and she's like, sorry. And she's been crying. She's like,
I roll my eyes.
And I'm like,
the phone rang while you were gone.
Yeah. Rose, why don't you take the message and then come on in my office, okay? Patrick and I, who is my co-editor in chief, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. and I are, come on in, okay, and tell us what's going on. So Rose is like, my boyfriend just dumped me. Yeah.
And I go, and oh, like, my God, Jacob, he's so hot.
Jacob.
And you go, what's my name again?
Patrick.
You're like, Patrick.
Patrick.
Stop. And what's your name? Claudia Van Damme.
I almost said yes. I almost said Claudette.
Oh my God, weird. So yeah, Claudette Van Damme.
Okay, love that. Okay. So then I'm like, Rose, you know, I hate to say it, but you know what our motto is around here. If it hurts, write about it. You have to write about it.
That's why I had to write about my kidney stones.
Yeah. And that didn't do well, to be honest, with on the paper, just because it didn't have a lot.
Well, you didn't put it on the front page like I had requested. And
I wanted to save face for the paper and for you. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't have face.
So, Rose, right, you got to write about it. I think that would be the best thing for the paper and the best thing for you.
Write about it. What am I supposed to write? That he cheated on me. That he told me that I was just a replacement for his ex-girlfriend who looked like me.
Okay, well, Zach does sound like a jerk if he did say that. And that actually gives me peace of mind for you, because that's not your husband. That's not husband material.
Well, and I say, well. And she's like, and we're like, can you, okay, go back to your office, write about it.
Go back, okay, write about it. And all of a sudden, I check my email, okay, and I get an email that's like, there's going to be a ball, a Valentine's Day ball, okay, in which our competitor is hosting, and their online company is called
Love.com.
What?
Love.com.
Love.com. And I'm like, what the fuck is this, Patrick?
What? I didn't know they were doing it. I told you, I don't even talk to them.
Okay, well, fuck. Valentine's Day is our holiday.
I know, but they're also about love. It's really not that big of a leap that they would be doing something for Valentine's Day as well.
Okay, well, what are we going to do to compete with them? Or are we going to try to crash it? What's our angle here?
Well, they're all about finding love, okay? They're all about love being a perfect little box that you put a bow on and get chocolates and roses.
No.
I say we approach from a different angle. An angle of heartbreak and just bitter loneliness on Valentine's Day.
Interesting. That does align with our paper, which is a little more satiric and sad. Rose, get working on that article. And I go, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go over there and we're going to propose that they can host like the ball for people in relationships, but we get the singles. And that's the market, honey. And I say, we're going to go over there and we're going to.
I don't know that they're going to go for this, but we can try.
We can try. Okay. So I'm in stilettos. You're also in a thick heel, or a pointy heel. And we're walking over there. We're getting to the building. We're like, we're here to see love.com. We're in the waiting room and they have like a bunch of like Hershey kisses. It's like very, it's very like cheesy heel.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do have a Hershey kiss or two because I'm human and I'm a little nervous.
The rest in my pocket. And I look at the receptionist and I say, they're for the homeless.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, Chris, this kind of like shadow falls on you. And at first, I just think it's kind of that cloud that sort of is above your head almost, that you just have a gloom about you. But it actually is a real shadow. And I follow it as one does. And it's attached to these like very nice loafers. I'm slowly working up the leg. And they're like these this guy who's in like these kind of like relaxed jeans. He's got a tucked in shirt. Mm. He's got on like a sweater over it, which is like really kind of just chunky, which I love in January. And he's got dark hair, a beard, piercing green eyes. And I'm taken aback.
I mean, I would be
and
as
I
well.
Go I go to stand, you know, I'm in 4-inch heels and I'm still in six. Come up. You're in six. And I mean, I barely, you know, come to the to his shoulder.
That can't be right, Jesse. If you're in 4-inch heels.
I'm 4, yeah.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
So 5'6" plus 4 is
5'10".
5'10". You said he was how much taller than you?
Like, I mean, I'm at the shoulder, so like, then I don't know, there's another 4 to 5 inches if I were...
11, so that's 1 foot.
Yes,
You must be wrong, because what I'm getting is 6'2", 6'3".
That is tall. Wow. I think that's right, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
And he's like Claudette and Patrick from...
Love...
On love.
And I say,
and we're like, who wrote
man
that down
from
wrong?
My dreams.
And he says, hi, I'm Trevor Beck.
Oh my God, I was going to say Beck.
That's really weird. Today we are just, I don't
That's
even
so
know.
So weird.
I know. So he's like, come on into my office.
I will
don't have
come
to tell me
in
twice.
Your office. But buy me a drink first, am I right?
Right. Do you want to take over?
Yes. So we're at the offices of
love.com. Yep.
And we're in, what was his first name?
Trevor.
And I say, Beck, I'm going to call you Beck. And he's like, I really prefer Trevor. And I'm like, okay. He's like, Beck was my grandfather's name. And I'm like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And he's like, no, seriously. And he was a villain. Wow. He was a serial killer. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my and God. I'm what like, a twist.
What a twist. And but that's not part of the story. It's just a fun fact.
Oh, that is fun.
And why he didn't want people to know his, call him that. And I'm like, well, guess what, Mr. Hot Stuff? We're not going to be fooled by your fucking beautiful green eyes and olive skin and...
Ugh.
Pulsing veins in your arms and the way that those pants fit. Just you're not even wearing a belt, are you? They're just holding up on that caboose, which is just... God.
A bubble butt. A real bubble butt, you guys.
Sorry, Claudette. I'm losing...
Yeah, focus. Rein it in.
I'm losing track on
why we're here.
And he's like, what can I do for you? And I'm like... Sit on my face. Sorry. I mean, we saw that you're having a ball for Valentine's Day, and we are too, you little bitch. So let me make something very fucking clear to you. We will be getting all the singles, Mr. Man, and you will get all the boring, washed up couples. So suck on that. And I spit in his coffee mug and then wink at him. And you're like, sorry about that. He is on a 10 that it's a Friday. So he's always at a 10. And I'm like, it's Friday? What am I doing here? and I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean to go so overboard, but we are upset. And you're like,
we are upset.
Listen, Trevor, here's the tea. We can't afford this. You can't put us out of business. You should understand your family is the pinnacle of love in this town. Your parents were married for 58 years. I mean,
they faced tragedy with the grandpa being a serial killer. I know they went through a lot.
Yeah, that's what kept them together. And that was the tragedy, you know, they had to really lean on each other.
Come together.
And there was a statue of them actually put up in town because of how much they love. This is a town that loves love, you know?
Absolutely.
And he's like, Yeah. So you don't think that that's hard to deal with? And I'm like, oh, poor little rich kid that inherited the website is in a mood. And he was like, you don't have to be so rude. And I'm like, okay, well, now I feel bad because I need you to fight back with me, or else
it's
now I feel like
way.
I'm a bully.
Yeah, it does feel.
Yeah. And he's like, well, maybe you are being a bully. And I was like, are you gay? And he was like, no. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to sit down. Claudette will deal with you. And you're like, okay.
But then all of a sudden we see him hitting a button on his desk.
And I'm like, are you hitting a panic button? I'll kill you before those cops get here. Let me tell you that.
And then someone comes in, is like,
is everything okay?
Does someone need a bit? Is someone having a bitch fight? And it is his gay comm co-chief of the company.
Wow, this
and,
town
and
is
he comes
really...
in with he comes in with a real tune, and he's like, who's got the attitude on a Friday?
And I say, loser says what?
He says, how old are you?
Loser says what?
How old are you?
Loser. Oh, okay. And I roll my eyes and I look at you and I'm like, I've dealt with some people like him before. And I say, I don't even care that he's 6'2", which he is, because he's standing next to fucking Trevor. And I don't even care that his eyes look like brown pools of chocolate swirling in it.
Like a milk chocolate.
And
yeah.
Those long eyelashes that you don't usually find on a man naturally, but when you do, there's just really something
you can't
in
not
those
look.
Eugene Levy eyebrows. Almost that I weirdly
like
really
thick,
am into
thick.
And then the fact that you're dressed like in a crew neck.
He's also not wearing a belt, you know what I mean?
And I'm like, those pants also, we got a lot of cabooses going. Is it caboose if it's two, or is it cabise? We have two cabise, or is it
kabosh?
And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I haven't had sex in 10 years. And they're and I'm like, I'm busy at work. And they're like, what do you want?
God, it's getting heated. Yeah.
And we're like, we want you to cancel the fucking ball.
Yeah.
And they're like,
and they're
why
like,
should we do that? And I say,
right.
Because we have all the singles. And they're like, how do you have all the singles? And I'm like, because the whole time I've been putting on a scene, Claudette was taking them from your computer, bitch. And then we see a little rewind montage. We watch the scene again, but without focusing on me. Now we're focused on you. And you are sneaking around, plugging in a USB, downloading, taking
all of the contacts.
And they're like, okay, well, singles only make up like 50% of the ball. The other 50% are happy couples who come to celebrate their love. And we're like, well, that's for you. And
that's
this is
for
us. And they're like, well, what if we combine forces?
Interesting.
And I'm like, seems like a lot of gay guys in one planning room. And you're like, it's just two of you. And I'm like, exactly.
Right.
One too many.
Right.
Do you want to take over?
Yeah. And so then Derek, who is Trevor's co-person, is like, I think it'll be fine. And we're both like, okay, you know, there's a little, and he goes, what if we book the Hilton in town that has two ballrooms? So one ballroom will be for the singles and one will be for the couples. And so when singles get together and couple, they can go to the couple's ballroom. And if people break up, they can also go to the singles ballroom. And we're like, interesting.
What are you planning that you're going to have couples breaking up at your event? I'm worried.
Yeah. I mean, that part's a little worrisome, but at the same time, it's nice because if you're a single and you go there, you don't have to feel like you're trapped with them all night, you know? Yeah. I don't think we actually think couples are going to break up. And they're like, that's a great idea. And I'm like, okay, I'm on board. Because ultimately their online paper is more about when you're in love. Mm-hmm. And ours is about like the trials and the tribulations about falling in love, staying in love, attachment styles. It's, you know, it's more the honest, like, view, negative view. And they're like the optimistic, romantic view. So we're like, we can combine, we can figure it out. So he's like, great, let's split up. Claudette, you and I can plan the couples ballroom part, and then Derek and Patrick, you guys can plan the singles. And you're like, I really, and then Derek's like, loser, so what?
What? Fuck.
Got him. So then you guys are laughing and you go off. So we see you guys and you're brainstorming because Derek's like, okay, we've got to make this interactive because I don't know about you, but I go to all these singles events and like half the people stand on one side, half stand on the other side. No one ever mingles.
Do you work a lot of singles events?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I go to a lot of singles events.
As an employee?
No, I'm single. Are
you
a,
oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm single.
I am as well.
I figured when you said the 10-year thing.
Okay.
But anyhow, you know, it's hard to go to these events and like get up the courage to go talk to somebody or just kind of branch out. So
yeah,
what if we come up with something that like forces people to kind of interact, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about like a game or...
Yes.
Spin the bottle could be fun.
That could be fun. That could be fun.
What about a play on 7 minutes in heaven called like 7 minutes in heaven, but heaven is like the VIP room with amazing snacks and drinks, and you go in there to get to know someone.
I love that. What if we have two spotlights and you control one and I control the other? And then we just pick people. And when you're in the spotlight, you have to go to the 7 minutes of in heaven with that person.
I love it. And we'll pick the hottest people to go with each other so we can see them together.
Well, yeah. Or we just people that we think like maybe will have fun or like we saw that they didn't come together. I think that's really important.
Yeah, totally. I like that.
Obsessed. Okay.
And then
great.
We go to the planning of you and
yes,
Trevor.
Trevor.
And he's like, okay, the couples are already together. I'm sure you are in a long term relationship.
Oh, no. I'm
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, I'm not, no.
Oh, I'm not either.
Really?
Yeah, I'm divorced.
Oh.
I'm divorced. It was a real big upset. Maybe we shouldn't be planning it. And you're like, well, I think most couples that stay together, it's just out of luck.
Fear? Luck.
And fear of being alone. And he was like, yeah. I don't know that that's true. My parents were together for 58 years and they truly loved each other.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, mine were dead.
They're dead. And they also
and
brutally divorced. It was brutal.
It was awful. And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And you're like, that's why I have a hard time dating. And he's like, I can't believe you have a hard time dating. You're so beautiful.
Right.
And tiny. You're a waif. Is the difficulty with dating that you get blown away by the wind?
You know, I wish. It's more just like my ability to trust.
Oh, I get that. I've been cheated on.
Oh no.
I've been cheated on. Yes. Ugh. She cheated on me with Stanley Bertucci. He owns ours. He owns And you're like, "What?" And I'm like, and you're like, "Wait, your ex-wife is Carmella?" And he's like, "Yeah." And you're like, "Carmella's my boss."
Okay.
And he's like, "Yeah." And we're like, and you like text me and I'm like, oh my God, Carmella, I'm on good terms with her. I'm fine with it. But you aren't. Or you are, I guess. I guess the issue is that...
him.
Her, yeah, him. And you're like, well, Carmela seems nice. And he's like, Carmela spent 10 years in prison for...
Oh, my.
Money laundering. And she's not a good person. She has a lot of Mary Cosby attributes from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And you're like, oh, my God. And he's like, I know.
That's not what you want to hear.
And he's like, do they know that you're doing this? And... you say they're on a tropical cruise. They left
us. They normally just let us, yeah, do whatever.
And he's like, oh, Carmela loves her tropical cruises. That's where she first left me for him. And you're like, well, maybe she'll leave him for someone else. And he's like, honestly, I've put it behind me. I've forgiven her. You can't help who you love and who you have an instant connection with. And he lingers. And then we're into a montage. So we're into a planning montage.
Okay, got it.
We're all having fun. We're all,
you know,
working hard, putting bouquets together, drawing hearts, yelling at interns. Yes. And
Rose
then
is crying. You never know why.
Rose is, yeah, always crying. And of course, she's working the door.
Yeah.
She's the first face you see. And we cut to, it's the night before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Everyone's gone home except for us because we're the hardest workers.
Yeah.
Me and Derek are in one of the rooms just covered in construction paper because we've been cutting up a storm.
Oh.
And you and Trevor are in the kitchen because the bakery backed out. And so you've been making Christmas cookies. I mean, Valentine's Day cookies that look like Cupid and stuff.
Oh.
And so
cute.
You're like covered in flour.
Ugh.
And you're like, you know, I have to say, maybe I'm just being a softie, but I am really glad that we're working together on this. It's nice to not be berated by a gay guy all the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I agree. And then it cuts to me and I'm like, you know, I have to say, it's really nice to work with someone that's not offended by everything that I do and say. And he's like, I know, right? Do you want to take over?
Yeah. And you and Derek are like the 7 minutes of heaven. When you open the door, it has like, what do you call that? Not cotton balls, but like...
maybe fog.
Maybe fog.
Maybe we have a fog machine.
Yeah, and like everything is covered so it looks like clouds. Like everything is in white and it looks like clouds and it's so magical. And the fog machine's on and you turn on the twinkle lights behind it and you're like, wow, this really slaps.
Yeah.
And he's like, it really does. And then
I could really see how this could be romantic and make people want to have romance.
And he's like, we should test to make sure that people have places to kiss because, you know, like you want to make sure. So like at first, like you guys sit on this like cloud that's kind of on a swing, which is cute. And so you
and
both
I'm real
sit on
nervous.
It.
I'm real nervous on the swing.
Yeah, you're real nervous. And he's like,
because I don't know how long that's going to hang on.
Oh. And he's like, I feel like this is a good like place to kiss. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess the one person could just turn this way and the
and
other
then I would
turn,
go like this.
Yeah, and then we would get about this
really
close. And
I kind of feel like we should practice just to make sure.
I mean, and then he just goes for it.
He goes in, he gives you a big kiss.
And I'm like, we should test what it's like to give head in the
and then so you guys test out every single seat. So you keep going from seat to seat and you guys are
when
just
I talk
like
to you after my lips are like swollen like Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Because he's got scruff and stuff. So it's,
oh,
you know what I
love
mean?
That. And then you and Trevor are in the kitchen, obviously.
Right.
And you're like, I am not much of a baker, but I have had a great time. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't really like baking either. And you're both like, wait, I thought you were the baker. And he's like, I thought you were the baker. And then he's like, we should probably test one. And you guys taste it. It's terrible.
Oh, no.
But you start laughing because it's like,
okay,
comical.
It is funny.
And you're like, I guess baking soda and baking powder are different. And he's like, I guess so. And you guys are laughing. And then as you're like, I guess we'll have to start from scratch. And you have this big bag of flour. It's 5 pounds okay. And it's heavy because you're
twig. Heavy. Yeah.
And you're carrying it and it breaks. And it just you get covered in flour and you step on the flour and you slip.
Oh, my God.
But before you even hit the ground, he catches you.
Oh, my God, Trevor?
And now he's covered in flour, too. And you're like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. And he was like, why are you embarrassed? I'm not allergic to gluten. And he leans in and kisses you. And you're like, but I am allergic to gluten.
Yeah, I am allergic. I have to be careful. But you know what?
So I do have to, don't get it in my mouth.
Please be careful.
And so then that is happening. And then... on the way home, we're both like in the car and we're both just in really good moods, me and you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you seem like you're in a really good mood.
And I'm like, yeah, you don't seem like you're in a terrible mood.
Well, that's because it's the weekend. What's your excuse? Right.
I just like, I don't know.
I'm in love.
Oh my God. Are you?
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, Derek's like hot.
He's so hot and he's so nice.
He's so nice.
He's so sweet to me.
He's sweet to you.
He asked if I wanted to borrow his pants and I said, what size are they? And he said, large. And I was like, are you being rude? And he was like, what? No. And I was like, oh. No. Thank you. I could never fit in
That's
them, but thank you.
Sweet. It's the thought that counts.
And then it's the next day.
It's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day. And Jesse, you come. Yeah. Claudette comes in this.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Red gown.
Gown.
And you look like an hourglass.
Absolutely.
Shape.
Curves.
And then it comes down into like a big mermaid bottom.
Yes.
And it's like velvety. And it has like
off the shoulder.
No, it has it has
puff
shoulder pad. So it's like structured.
Yes.
And then comes to, it's very sleek and stunning.
Ooh, yeah.
And you wear a necklace of pearls.
Oh.
And you just look absolutely divine. And I'm like, wow, you look gorgeous. And I'm wearing a matching tuxedo.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm wearing them with different accoutrements.
A different accoutrement.
Yeah, yeah. And we walk in, and that's when we see Carmella.
No.
Carmella, and she's back. And we're like, Carmella.
We weren't expecting you.
Oh, yes. Well, things didn't go as planned on the tropical cruise, so we came back a bit early. I figured I'd see what the little minions were up to while we were away.
Well, we
found competition and crushed her.
Yeah. And crushed it. Exactly. And so there's a singles ballroom and then a couples ballroom. And
she's like, I love it. You shut down that whiny little magazine. We're like, well.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when she turns around and there's a big sign that says love.com with like the X. And then.
Yeah. On Love.
On Love. Like it's a collaboration.
Yeah.
And it's in a heart. Like it would be. And we're like, because the spirit of love and
of love,
we thought we could all. And she's like, how dare you have something with my ex-husband? Absolutely despicable. And you're like, I don't think he's very despicable. And I'm like, Claudette. And she's like, oh, look who's speaking back.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, he had really great ideas and this event is like popping, you know, and
as you're explaining this, you keep going, but then we see a guy comes and like has his hand on Carmella's butt, and it's not.
Who is it?
And so you're like, who, Claudette? You're being groped. And she's like, oh, it's fine. Michael and I have an arrangement. And I'm like, does your husband know? What he doesn't know won't kill him. The old age will. And we're like, oh. And then I'm like, hey, Claudette, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure.
Do you feel like we work for like a huge piece of shit?
Yeah, I feel like before I sort of looked past it and I thought her accent was really fun. And now I'm just like, the words coming out are not okay.
She's a little like Cruella de Vil, but not in the best way.
Very Cruella. Yeah, I'm not into it.
Yeah, she looks good.
No, I mean, she's stunning. Her fashion's on point. But also, I feel like we got to get out. I mean, there's alwayslove.com.
Yeah, she just, yep. Oh, there she goes. And she's making out with the waiter.
Okay. Great.
And so then we were like, let's do the right thing for once in our life. And we go to her husband, the biggest boss we have.
Yeah.
And we're like, we just want to tell you what's happening. And he goes, ugh, I know. And we go, you know. And he goes, love's not real. It's all about money. And you go, well, I would rather die than live in a world like that. And he goes, do you want the noose? And
clench my pearls. Yeah. Wow.
I'm like, what happened on that cruise?
What happened?
I thought
what
you guys happened? Were sucking up some sun. I thought you'd come back feeling light and spry.
Yeah, this feels very dark and heavy.
And that's when Trevor walks up and he's like, he can't feel light and spry about anything. They're criminals. They use the website as a front to launder money, just like in her past. To launder money for the mafia.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I had a feeling I was involved in something. and we're both just kind of shocked.
We're shocked. We're shook.
And then that's when Carmela and her husband say, if you believe in love, you're a fool.
And then we both say, then I guess we're fools.
And that's when Derek and Trevor go, and I guess we are too. And I'm like, who are you saying?
Yeah.
And Derek's like, just this guy who's
hot
and nice. And I'm like, where is he?
And all of a sudden, two spotlights hit you and Derek.
And I'm like,
and there's an announcement that goes, go into the 7 minutes in heaven room.
And we go in. And I'm like,
and Claudette says, if you go in there, you can kiss your job goodbye.
She goes, you're fired. And as she says it, I turn around at the door and I have a joint hanging out of my mouth and I light it. And I say, let me know if you need a match.
Yeah, and then you guys go in and we can talk very sexy, lots of kissing happening. And then...
And the thing is, you and Trevor are holding the spotlights.
Yeah, absolutely. We're up there holding the spotlights.
And then you're on little microphones.
Okay, I love that.
And he says, okay, who should the next couple... Or you say, okay, who should we set up next? And he's like, I'm going to pick the most beautiful girl in the room. And you're like, okay. And then all of a sudden you're blinded because the spotlight's in your eyes.
Oh my God. Aww.
And you're like, Trevor, what's happening? I'm blind. I can't see. And that's when you feel his arms around you. He's made his way over.
And we just start making out.
And you start making out. And then you bump the... What? Because you're making out so hard, you bump the spotlight and it lands on Carmela hooking up with someone's husband.
I love that. And then the other one lands on Rose, who then sees the other spotlight's Carmela, and then she starts crying.
And we're like, oh.
Yeah.
My God.
That's Zach.
It's Carmela. Oh, I thought they were together, Carmela and Rose. But you're right. That's her boyfriend. Got it.
That's who cheated. We love that. And so then it cuts to 1 year later. We're at love.com because we both work there now.
Or maybe it's something else entirely because we have our own company.
Yeah, you're right. It's called
Love on the Rocks.
Love on the Rocks.
And it's a we also have craft cocktails.
Yeah, and we do singles events because that's what we became really good at, and a bunch of people met each other that night, and there's still some writing that goes into it, and so you hear sort of a narrator being like, I didn't believe in love either, but
and as we're hearing that narration, we're panning out of the four of us because we're talking, we're planning,
and we're planning.
We're pulling out, and there's a wall, and so the narration's like, for every couple, we ask for just one thing, their first picture together, and we frame it and we hang it on the wall. And as we're panning out, we realize that this huge room is just full of
pictures.
Framed pictures.
Oh my God. And the movie's called
Framed for Love.
Framed for Love. And by the way, then at the end, we zoom in and we see a picture of Patrick and Derek and of
Carmella.
Claudette and Trevor.
Wow. I love that.
Gorgeous. Me too.
That was a nice one.
That's a good one. I'm like, let's make that movie.
I feel like that improved my mood.
Me too.
In general. But okay, guys, I hope it did the same for you. I hope it improved your mood. And if you need more, get on the Patreon. Patreon.com/middlechildren. There's 5 bonus episodes a month. That's a lot. If you do the Screw Marshall level. Join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. But until next time, live every day like you are what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.